The Public News Service Daily Newscast, August 23rd, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. An excessive heat warning and an air quality alert are making life challenging in states like Indiana and across the Midwest. For those who are unhoused, finding relief can be difficult, but a familiar organization is stepping in.
The Wheeler Mission's men's shelters in Bloomington and Indianapolis say they are prepared to help those who need water, food, and a safe place to escape the heat. Founded in 1893, Wheeler Mission describes itself as a holistic ministry for people who are homeless and in need. Men's shelter manager William Bumpa says the facility has an on-site nurse to help those with a heat-related medical need.
We've been blessed to have EMS personnel here. Anyone here has any medical emergency, you know, our staff are well equipped to deal with any medical emergency. We do everything we can to make that person comfortable while calling 911.
Bumpa says they anticipate the numbers of men seeking shelter will climb as the heat wave continues. Wheeler Mission operates a separate shelter for women and children. Indianapolis has also opened all its city parks as cooling centers. I'm Terry D. reporting.
Now from the Associated Press, John Eastman, the conservative attorney who pushed a plan to keep Donald Trump in power, turned himself into authorities Tuesday on charges in the Georgia case alleging an illegal plot to overturn the former president's 2020 election losses. The AP reports Eastman was booked at the Fulton County Jail and is expected to have an arraignment in the coming weeks. Meantime, Minnesota is phasing in new provisions for state employees now that their latest contracts have been finalized.
Late last week, the Minnesota Association of Professional Employees, or MAPE, which represents more than 16,000 state workers, saw its members ratify the two-year deal. MAPE President Megan Dayton says their enhanced telework protections, which involve adding an appeals process in the event a supervisor calls for changes to an employee's remote work status.
And this provides our members with greater flexibility while also ensuring they continue to provide excellent service to the people of Minnesota.
She says maintaining service is especially important in rural Minnesota, with some offices struggling to stay open, particularly within the Department of Revenue. Meanwhile, there's a 5.5% wage increase under the contract's first year, the highest in 40 years, and a 4.5% increase in the second year. Another major union representing state workers is the AsME Council 5. I'm Mike Moen.
As for the pay raises, union leaders say they'll also help with recruitment and retainment. They add there is still a long way to go in addressing stagnant wage growth. This is Public News Service. Experts say it is unclear now whether air quality issues will continue in the Midwest. Our Danny Wobbligon has more in this Kent State, Ohio News Connection collaboration.
Sam Rubens with the Akron Regional Air Quality Management District says particulate matter, or the particles in air that make it hazardous, is currently a main concern. Rubens adds that whether or not the air is safe to breathe depends on airflow patterns following the flames.
If they go out, which they're not out right now, they're still burning away, it's all based on the wind. If the wind patterns set up, then the smoke is going to come. It's just like, you know, when you're sitting around a campfire.
Northeast Ohio has had 6 unhealthy or hazardous air quality days in 20 years, and 3 of those have been this summer. Rubens is urging Ohioans to stay aware of bad air quality by checking the daily index, either online at airnow.org or using a cell phone weather app. Nadia Romligan reporting.
A new report finds the state of Connecticut needs to do more for its recently released prison population.
The Connecticut Voices for Children report finds most jobs available for this population don't provide a sustainable income, but the state's labor shortage following the COVID-19 pandemic has only exacerbated these issues. Currently, only 1.3 jobs are available for every unemployed person in the state. Lauren Ruth, the report's author, notes one policy recommendation to help people re-enter the workforce after incarceration is raising the minimum wage.
Connecticut is on the front lines of work to make the minimum wage a livable wage, and we need to keep moving this minimum wage up towards a living wage for full-time full-time workers. This broad policy recommendation would impact people beyond returning residents, but we raise it within this report on reentry employment needs because of how critical hope is for reentering individuals.
Earlier this year, Connecticut's minimum wage reached $15 an hour based on legislation signed by Governor Ned Lamont several years ago. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Finally, we turn to Alex Gonzalez. He lets us know one Nevada program is aiming to help seniors on fixed incomes pay their utility bills.
Project Reach provides financial assistance to seniors who are 62 years or older and have past due utility bills and are having a hard time making ends meet. President and CEO of United Way of Southern Nevada, Julian High, says the program has been around for years and has made significant impact. According to the group, Project Reach supported more than 2,100 households in fiscal year 2023.
And we know that a lot of seniors have some economic challenges just due to, you know, living on that fixed income. And so we really try and make the utility assistance available to them in order to help ease the burden.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.